This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A group of state lawmakers has been meeting during the legislative off-season to discuss the needs of Colorado's indigenous population. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
The American Indian Affairs Interim Study Committee was formed with the goal of lawmakers getting a better understanding of issues impacting Colorado's 75,000 indigenous people. Raven Payment, an indigenous activist, helped lawmakers set the agenda. She said she hopes the committee leads to indigenous people being included in discussions about bills that impact the community.
There's been a number of healthcare bills. There's been a number of environment bills where they do not stakehold with our communities that directly impacts us as well.
The interim committee can prepare three bills to be introduced to the full legislature when it reconvenes in January. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The State Commission on Judicial Discipline has received requests to evaluate the judge who dropped the prison sentence of a paramedic convicted in Elijah McClain's death. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Calls to evaluate Adams County Judge Mark Warner's decision have come from all over the U.S. after he resentenced Peter Chikuniak to 4 years probation. The commission has no power to reverse a judge's ruling by state law. Chikuniak was originally sentenced to 5 years in prison for authorizing a lethal ketamine injection to McClain. He only served 10 months. Warner cited the former paramedic as not an ongoing risk to society as reason for his release. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's 106.